Welcome back to the Motor City Sports Rundown. I am your host, alongside my co-host, ready to unpack a wild and emotional week in Detroit sports.
It is a bittersweet episode for sure. The Pistons' incredible run has officially ended, but the Red Wings' future is looking brighter by the day.
Exactly. We have got Trajan Langdon laying out his offseason master plan after that heartbreaking Game 7 loss to Cleveland, and it brings up some massive questions about the roster.
And on the ice, Michael Brandsegg-Nygaard is putting the Grand Rapids Griffins on his back in the Calder Cup playoffs with a highlight reel finish.
We will get into all of that, plus some news on the Lions' upcoming international trip to Germany. Let's dive right in. Let's start with the Detroit Pistons. The dust has finally settled on that heartbreaking Game 7 loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the front office is already laying the groundwork for the summer. According to a piece in the Detroit Free Press, President of Basketball Operations Trajan Langdon has confirmed the team intends to pursue contract extensions for restricted free agent Jalen Duren and unrestricted free agent Tobias Harris. It is the inevitable pivot from the emotion of the playoffs to the cold, hard business of the NBA offseason. And honestly, it is a fascinating spot for Langdon to be in. You look at what this team accomplished this year, winning 60 games in the regular season and capturing the number one seed. It was a historic turnaround that energized the entire city. But that Game 7 exposed some very real, very glaring holes in the roster construction. And right at the center of the biggest debate in Detroit is Jalen Duren. He really is the ultimate lightning rod right now. Let's look at the numbers, because they tell two completely contradictory stories. In the regular season, Duren was an absolute force of nature. He averaged 19.5 points and 10.5 rebounds per game. He looked like a foundational piece, a guy you just happily hand a massive extension to without thinking twice. He was dominating the paint, catching lobs from Cade Cunningham, and controlling the glass. Right, but then the playoffs started, and the game changed. Cleveland completely neutralized him. His production plummeted to 10.2 points and 8.5 rebounds per game. And it was not just the raw numbers, it was the eye test. The Cavaliers essentially played him off the floor in crucial stretches of that series. When the game slowed down and the spacing tightened up, his lack of an outside shot and struggles with perimeter defense became a massive liability. So now Trajan Langdon has to figure out which version of Jalen Duren is the real one, or at least which version is going to show up when the stakes are highest in the postseason. How do you value a traditional paint-bound center in today's NBA if he gets played off the floor in a seven-game series? The front office has explicitly stated they are taking a holistic view of the roster, but you have to wonder if investing heavily in Duren prevents them from addressing their most glaring need, which is, without a doubt, perimeter shooting and secondary scoring next to Cade Cunningham. That was the other massive takeaway from the Cleveland series. When the Cavs trapped Cade or sent hard double teams, there was simply nobody else on the floor who could consistently create their own shot or punish the defense from deep. And that brings us to the Tobias Harris part of Langdon's message. Yeah, Harris is an unrestricted free agent. He provided some really solid veteran stability during the 60-win run, and he has a great locker room presence. But is he the co-star Cade needs going forward? If you extend him, you are committing significant cap space to an older player who isn't exactly a dynamic isolation scorer at this stage of his career.
Critics would argue that running it back with the exact same core is a mistake. If the stated goal is to become a true championship contender, not just a great regular season team, they might need to make a tough decision. Langdon has a really difficult balancing act here. He wants to reward the internal development that got them to 60 wins. You do not want to completely blow up a locker room that just had the best season in nearly two decades.
But he cannot ignore the ceiling they hit in the second round. The league is incredibly unforgiving. If they extend both Duren and Harris, their cap flexibility vanishes. They will be banking entirely on internal growth from guys who just showed their limitations under the brightest lights. If I am Langdon, I am having some very intense conversations with the scouting department right now about what the trade market looks like for a proven perimeter creator.
It is going to be the defining offseason of Langdon's tenure, without question. He built the foundation, But taking a team from 60 regular season wins to a championship parade is the hardest step in professional sports. Whatever number they land on with Jalen Duren's extension is going to set the dominoes falling for the rest of the roster's financial structure under the new CBA.
Absolutely. You cannot afford to overpay for a center who might only be able to play 20 minutes a night in a deep playoff run. But at the same time, you do not want to lose a 22-year-old walking double-double for nothing. It is a high-wire act, and Pistons fans are going to be watching every single move Langdon makes.
Moving over to the ice, we have to talk about what is happening with the Grand Rapids Griffins. The Calder Cup playoffs are in full swing, and top Red Wings prospect Michael Brancig-Nygård just delivered an absolute signature moment. He really did. The Detroit Free Press has the story, and calling it a huge goal might be an understatement given the context. The Griffins were facing a daunting 2-0 series deficit against the Chicago Wolves in the Central Division Finals. Game 3 on May 19th was essentially a do-or-die situation for their season. Their backs were completely against the wall, and Brancig-Nygård stepped up in the biggest way possible. He scored the game-winning goal 9 minutes and 22 seconds into overtime to secure a 4-3 victory. And the way he scored it is what has everyone in the Red Wings organization buzzing. It was not just a garbage-time rebound or a lucky deflection. Not at all. He took the puck, split two Chicago defenders with incredible speed and power, and fired a backhander from the slot that beat the goaltender clean. That is an elite NHL-level play in a high-pressure, sudden-death situation. To have the poise to pull off a move like that in playoff overtime as a 20-year-old rookie is just remarkable. It is exactly the kind of play Steve Yzerman and the front office envisioned when they drafted him 15th overall back in 2024. He plays with such a heavy, physical style. He has got that quintessential North American game that the parent club in Detroit so desperately needs right now. He is not afraid of the dirty areas. Let's talk about his regular season, because it proves this overtime goal was not just a one-off flash in the pan. He put up 20 goals and 44 points in 60 games for the Griffins. For a 20-year-old adjusting to the professional game in North America, playing against grown men, those are incredibly promising offensive numbers. They are, and it highlights a glaring need for the Red Wings. The parent club struggled all season with even strength metrics and just overall physicality. They got pushed around too often by heavier teams in the Atlantic Division. Brancig-Nygård is a high-motor guy who embraces contact, wins 50-50 puck battles, and goes to the net front. The discussion now naturally shifts to whether he is ready to bring that to Detroit full-time next season. Right, he had a few brief stints in the NHL earlier this season, but nothing permanent. Now, with this playoff performance, he is making a very loud case for a permanent top six role in the 2026-27 lineup. But is it too soon? Does the organization need to see more development in specific areas before handing him that kind of responsibility? Knowing Steve Yzerman's philosophy, he traditionally likes to over-ripen prospects in the AHL. He rarely rushes guys. But Brancig-Nygård might be forcing his hand. I think the organization wants to see him maintain this level of consistency throughout the rest of the Calder Cup playoffs. It is one thing to have a great 60-game regular season. It is another to grind through the grueling AHL postseason, where the space shrinks and the hits are much harder.
He definitely needs to continue refining his defensive awareness, which is true for almost any 20-year-old forward. But offensively, the tools are clearly there. The fact that he is producing in these high-stakes moments is huge. Playoff hockey is a different beast entirely. For him to navigate that, split the defense, and end the game on his stick shows a level of confidence you simply cannot teach.
And crucially, it keeps the Griffins alive. They narrowed the series to 2-1. If he can help orchestrate a full comeback against a really tough Chicago Wolves team, his stock is going to go through the roof. You know the front office is watching every single shift he takes right now.
It is the perfect development path. You want your top prospects playing meaningful, high-stress hockey in May. Brancig-Nygård is doing exactly that, and he is proving he can be the difference maker when the lights are brightest. Red Wings fans should be very, very excited about what he is going to bring to Little Caesars Arena in the near future. All right, before we wrap up the show today, let's hit a few more stories real quick in the roundup.
Sounds good. Lead the way.
Our first roundup story comes from Click on Detroit. It's a quick follow-up on Trajan Langdon's postseason presser. When discussing the off-season approach, his exact quote was, "We're not going to rest on our laurels," which is the only acceptable answer. You look at the historic context, becoming the first team in NBA history to win 60 games two seasons after losing 60 games. It is an unbelievable achievement. But as Langdon knows, regular season accolades do not hang championship banners. Exactly. They secured the number one seed for the first time since 2007, but that second round exit stings. Langdon's comments show they understand the assignment. Fix the perimeter creation and outside shooting, or risk stagnating as a good but not great team. Moving over to the gridiron, Pat's Pulpit has the details on the Lions' upcoming trip to Germany. They will be taking on the New England Patriots at Allianz Arena in Munich on Sunday, November 15, 2026. The interesting wrinkle here is the NFL's new all-in pricing model for international games. You will see the total cost, including all fees, right at the start. With Germany having the largest NFL fan base in Europe, these tickets are going to be incredibly tough to get for domestic fans.
That is going to do it for today's edition of the Motor City Sports Rundown.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We will be keeping a very close eye on the Pistons front office as the offseason heats up.
Absolutely. Until next time, keep repping the D.